fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The prep tip of the day is to check all your radio equipment, make sure it's ready to go, it's in good condition, you don't store them with batteries in them. That's just a really smart thing to do. We have with us Marie Lassiter. She is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, and we're talking about the events today. And if you have a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Marie, let's take off where we left off.
Okay, so I was saying last night on Facebook, a young gentleman said, could anybody look at my CT scan? They told me I have a blood clot in my lungs. And I said, well, they're talking pulmonary embolism. Were you vaccinated? He said, yes, I was the first one, exclamation point. I said, well, you know that pulmonary embolism is closely associated with COVID vaccination. And he said, well, it was 2 years ago when I got the shots. And I said, yeah, and the deaths are occurring now. I'm sorry. That was end of conversation. And that may sound kind of cold and cruel, but I cannot propagate any lies about this COVID vaccine. I just can't do it.
Well, it's reality can be tough, but there's no sense in sugarcoating it and giving people false information or giving them hope where hope doesn't exist, is there?
Yeah, and it's the main thing I preach to people and have been for, well, at least a couple of years is discernment. It talks about it in the Bible. We don't just, you know, blindly follow what we're told. You have to use discernment. And some people are extremely suggestible. I remember in college in a psychology class, they had a hypnotist come in and asked for 3 volunteers. And we went and sat in the front of the classroom. And the hypnotist is doing a scenario. It's hot. It's very hot. You're so hot. Well, it didn't affect me at all. The guy sitting next to me, he started having sweat running down his face. And the other guy was taking off his clothes, literally, under the, you know. And the hypnotist said, this is an example of how some people are very suggestible and others are not. And at the very beginning, well, you know, the pretext, the beta test for rolling out the vaccine, of course, was the fake toilet paper shortage. I was, you know, Dollar General, saw a woman with her cart just filled with all the toilet paper in the store. I guarantee you that woman was vaccinated as soon as she could be. And, yeah, that whole toilet paper shortage was just, it was a beta test. It was to see how people react to certain messaging that they put out there. Do you agree or disagree with that,
well,
John?
Well, I'm not sure that it could have been a beta test. It caught me off guard. I know it started in the cities first and then it spread out to even small communities like mine. It was in my opinion, a side issue that didn't amount to a whole lot, but it was interesting to observe it and see people cleaning out the shelves of the toilet paper. But is there any evidence that you're aware of that it was a beta test or just conjecture?
Just conjecture, okay. And the timing of it. And it did kind of separate the people that were going to go out and buy all the toilet paper in the store from other people that are like, we're fine. And obviously, you know, there was no toilet paper shortage, obviously. That was completely made up.
I've stockpiled toilet paper for years. I buy the commercial rolls, and they're not sold by the sheet. The rolls are sold by the foot, and I've got 19 miles of toilet paper.
Well, my personal experience, I know that men are very, very concerned about having enough toilet paper, but I always feel like there are substitutes. There's lots of substitutes for toilet paper.
Well, if you're going to use green leafy plants, just make sure it's not poison ivy.
Exactly. I did catch you talking about the Beto enclave.
Beto, Missouri. Missouri. That's
here
your county.
Kansas County. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's your county, right.
And I know a few tidbits about that.
Let's hear it.
They actually do have a treatment facility there because I had a fellow that died there. He, you know, they'd flown him over from Russia, and they actually detoxed him too quickly. He died from withdrawal symptoms, but you know, of course, he was one of my cases. But they do have a point man from that community that speaks fluent English. I forget his name. It'd be in my records, but very, you know, intelligent, attractive. The sheriff told me he stops by from time to time to the sheriff's department. Just, you know, I don't know. Just keep communication. But another deeper, I guess, secretive thing I know about the Beto commune is, 2018, I think, you know, I had to arrest my sheriff, and which was not pleasant for me, but his problem was due to an affair he was having with a gal named Jennifer Tomachevsky, who was Russian, and before she moved in with the sheriff, she had lived with a friend of mine, and he would hear her on the phone just speaking Russian, and she told him that her father had several training camps throughout the United States. So I always felt that with her being here and basically doing what she could to corrupt the sheriff's department and the proximity to Beto, I believe there are, you know, just from that it is a Russian training camp.
So was she the honey trap?
Yes. And actually, I don't want to say who, but she bought a place or rented a place close to an elected official. And I always felt like he was probably her primary target. She took down the sheriff, that's for sure.
Right. No, I wasn't aware that you had to arrest the sheriff. And ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Missouri, the only person that can arrest a county sheriff is the county coroner. So that's your responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, I knew it was coming, and I was going to speak frankly. I always do. I talked with my prosecutor, and I was like, well, so what's our plan when I have to arrest him? And he was like, oh, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. So, of course, I get the call from the special prosecutor. We need you down here to arrest the sheriff. And he was out on, he was actually out on a call with his paramour, the Russian paramour. When he got back, I did have to arrest him. And it wasn't pleasant for me. I didn't like having to do that.
I bet. Well, okay, we got a caller here, Marie. We got John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Hello, a couple quick. One of them is, are people who have autism, are they susceptible to hypnotic-type suggestibility or to propaganda or what, any more or less than other people?
I'm really not sure. I am reading, and I think it's pretty credible that there's a lot of evidence of the autism spectrum in people that are transgender, and I do believe that. So I guess that would definitely go to suggestibility, I would say. Why do you ask?
I don't know. I have an autistic spectrum issue and Asperger's, but I don't seem to be susceptible to being hypnotized.
John, you ever volunteered to be hypnotized by a professional hypnotist?
No, but I was at
well,
a...
Well, then was, you, then you don't know. Some, then you don't
well,
know.
I
don't,
well, there, well, I didn't... Buy, well, I was at a Renaissance fair where somebody was a professional
hypnotist, and he was finding out which people were susceptible, and he would have them he was able to do a some kind of suggestive technique. They would put their hands together, and he suggested them if they couldn't pull their hands apart, and there were several people who said, if you can't pull your hands apart, stand up. And they all, there were several people around me that stood up and went up there and went up to the, you know, broke the spell off them. But I wasn't one of them.
Okay, well, I don't think that would be a good test, John. Anything else?
Yeah.
Marie has something to add here. Go ahead, Marie.
I do think that you should look at that as a strength, and you should always be on guard and discern, or is someone outside of you influencing you to do something? And just look at your actions and think, is this what I want to do, or am I being influenced? Example, this happens to everybody, and I don't have TV now, but when I did have TV, if they'd show like a commercial for a food place, say Red Lobster or something, all of a sudden I was hungry and I wanted that food. So that's suggestibility.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Something about propaganda. I have never understood why the World War II generation, if any of them actually took the propaganda that was being pushed at them against the enemy seriously. Some of them didn't at the time, but did people actually believe that stuff, or were they more cynical than we give them credit for?
Well, that was a very effective campaign, and I believe that was the origin of Operation Mockingbird, where they took over all of the media and started, because after World War One, the United States had said, we will never, ever be in another war on foreign soil. So they were able to overcome that through a series of propaganda. And there's an excellent book called Killing the Planet that talks all about that plan.
I mean, they were making these outrageous claims about imminent invasion that the enemy did not have even the greatest possibility, even the slightest possibility of carrying out because of a distance and logistical problems, but people fell for it?
Well, and then there was Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, I know, but that's not an invasion. That's a raid.
But I think it was part of the plan to get people on board with the war.
Yeah, I know, but did people seriously think that they could actually land armies in the Western Hemisphere?
Yeah.
As they were being told in the... You don't know?
Well, what I do know is that, like every war, there's a lot of pre-planning. And the first draft was two years before World War II is when they had the first draft. So why would 2 years before a war would you be doing that?
World War I, the United States, we will never, ever...
Hello? Go ahead, Murray.
I'm sorry, I heard talking in the background. So anyway, I'm actually on the Selective Service Deferment Board. I was a Trump appointee. It's a 20-year appointment. And part of being on the Selective Service Deferment Board, there's a lot of training, and it goes into the history of the draft, conscription, also lots of stuff on judging sincerity and that sort of thing. So, you know, and another example, so the first draft was like 2 years before World War II. I was working at the VA hospital and went to work, and there was a thing up saying they needed nurses in Panama. And this was 1987, and of course I'm like, yeah, I'll go to Panama. This sounds like fun. Well, then, of course, Operation Just Cause came about 2 years after that. They had me down there for backfill in the intensive care unit. So these things are always planned at least 2 years in advance.
Okay, John, yeah. We need to move on, John. Thank you for your call. Maria, the Selective Service Registration Card has a place to check off male or female. Why is that? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, the obvious answer is they intended to draft women. What other answer could there be?
Is
there another possible answer?
No, there's no other possible answer unless they were sorting out, and I think,
why would a woman fill out a Selective Service Registration Card in the first place?
Women aren't required to, only men are.
Well, the requirement's kind of loose. The penalty means you can't get a student loan or something like that. But since you're part of that system, I thought you may have some answers for us. Is it something you can look into and get back with us?
Yes, we have board meetings at least quarterly. So yeah, I will.
Well, these cards have been in every post office from Key West, Florida to Alaska for decades. With those two possibilities, check off if you're male or female. So it's not really a secret, is it?
No, but I mean, there's not lots of non-combat roles for women, of course, in the armed services.
Well, one of my buddies I went to high school with, he was a cook in Vietnam. He ended up being a door gunner. My niece, who she's still in the Army Reserve. She's a musician. And before she went in, she was a teenager, I looked up what her job as a musician would be if her outfit, which was a helicopter repair outfit, went to Iraq. And her job would have been convoy duty, one of the most dangerous things you could possibly do in that situation. So that's what can happen to a piano player in the Army during wartime. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, down south in Dixie. Away, down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The 4th of July sale on Energy Cleaners ends at midnight tonight. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place yours right there at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lassiter. She has three books for sale at Amazon.com. The one you might want to start out with is Nature Has the Cure by Marie Lassiter. We got a caller here from Canada. Marie, we got James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I don't know, have you ever heard the Shadow radio show when it was on the air? Were you guys old enough?
Yes, I'm old enough. I never heard of it.
Yeah, me too. I remember.
All right.
Okay, so one of the episodes was a foreign power that was stalking one of the islands in the Caribbean with munitions for future use. This was a game plan that... it's not too far. The Caribbean's not too far from Florida and the United States, so conceivably you could hit the U.S. from the Caribbean if you stockpiled it the right way. There was also a radio show on the Panama Canal on the Shadow, these shows were done by Orson Welles, who was, working for the government at the same time, but you could check those programs. And
interesting.
Yeah. I go back to March 16th, 2020. That's when I first talked to Mr. John Stadtmiller and his friend, Steve Elkins. And I'm on record as saying there is no pandemic and get ready for trouble. But I'll let you guys go.
Okay. Thank you, James. We appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Maria, I was hoping you'd make the meetup last night. We had to move it to a different location. Our regular restaurant was closed for, whatever they were closed for. But we'll be back at the regular restaurant next month. That would be the August meetup, the first Thursday of August. And your participation is solicited.
I really wanted to come, and I was planning to come, but I'm also on the Missouri Coroners and Medical Examiners Association board, and we had kind of an emergency meeting, and it ended up going like 3 hours. I really wanted to come, and I wanted to have the chance to talk about how to be your own dentist, which I think is important.
Okay. All right.
Because my goal, be completely independent of any outside medical care. I'm pretty stocked up with everything. People in my community, if they need something, I usually pretty much have it. And dental care, I've run into an issue with dentists, and there is a chapter in my book about oil pulling for your teeth. And this could be an important tip for your listeners. If you've ever had a horrible toothache, and most people have, you can almost immediately get rid of the pain if you have sesame oil. Some people use coconut oil and swish that through your mouth. But the thing about using sesame oil, and it's called oil pulling, and it's been used for thousands of years, the sesame oil, as you swish it through your mouth, it literally turns into sodium hydroxide, which is lye, but it completely cleans your teeth, and the sesame oil actually changes character, and it whitens your teeth, and it will pretty much instantly get rid of pain because it's killing the bacteria causing the pain. And I detail that, you know, pretty heavily in my book. And another thing I've discovered, and this isn't a sponsor or anything, missing teeth, you can buy something called Temp Tooth on Amazon for like $10, and you literally can make your own tooth.
No kidding. So
yes, it works. I've done it. If you have a missing tooth, they're little polymer pellets, and you heat them up so they're malleable, and you put that in place of the tooth, and because there's little spaces in there, and it'll just click in there, you can click it in or out. So
okay.
I did want to do a demonstration on that. So maybe next meetup, if I can, put me on the agenda, and I'll show you how to make your own tooth.
Well, we'll certainly do that, and that's fantastic. I had no idea such a thing even existed. You meet with coroners around the state of Missouri. Do they have an annual meeting? Is that how that works?
Well, the Coroners Association in Missouri, we have two meetings a year in Columbia, and you're required to go to one. So there's about 100 coroners at each meeting, but then on the board we meet more often, especially if there's problems.
Well, of course you would. Hold on, Marie. We got a break. Call number 512-248. I got a question after we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo event that will be in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. The July 4th sale on Energy Clearance ends tonight at midnight, $25 off Energy Clearance, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Marie Lasser, the coroner of Texas County. Now, Marie, here's my question. I'm going to see if I can structure this so it makes some sense. In your opinion, would it be a fair statement that, in your opinion, Marie, that the Texas County Health Department, which is distributing and giving COVID vaccines, is doing something that will hurt and kill people? Is there any doubt in your mind that would happen?
No, none at all.
Okay, let me
I
stop
will
you.
Say they kind of have to do that, though.
Okay, well, now, the Texas County Health Department is funded by the state of Missouri, I presume, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Which money? That money is authorized by the Missouri legislature. We're into the. This would be the third year of 2.5 years of these COVID vaccinations being given to people. It's causing harm, causing death. At what point will somebody take action to stop that? I assume the governor would have authority to shut it down. Maybe the county prosecutor has authority to stop people from being injured and basically murdered. At what point will that be stopped, if you have any idea?
John, I really don't have the answer to that, and I've done my best to make everybody aware of the dangers, and like I said, our vaccination rate got to 33% pretty much in our county, other than a few people that feel like they have to get the boosters, mostly older people. There aren't people coming in and getting COVID vaccinations.
Oh, well, that's encouraging.
And I'm pretty vocal, and I've been very clear to people, but some people are, you know, dead set they're gonna get those. And of course, you know, the hospital makes money. Well, they're not really doing COVID testing anymore, but when they were, I know they got, you know, $10 per test, and then if they, you know, admitted to the COVID ward, that was more money. If they were on a ventilator, it was totally a reward system to make sure everything was COVID. When a lot of, well, I'd even go so far as to say nobody had COVID.
Well, Maria, I interviewed a young man. He at the time, this was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. He was a student at St. Louis University Medical School, which is a world-class school of medicine. And a young man in his mid-20s, which is what you would expect. He said one of his buddies, another medical student, was in the Missouri National Guard, a medical outfit in the Missouri National Guard. And they got the job of conducting COVID tests, this being the metro St. Louis area. So being young men in their mid-20s, they thought, wouldn't it be fun to find out the following? Let's send in 300 test swabs that a human being never touched and see what happens. So they did that. They mailed in 300 test swabs that a human being never touched. All 300 came back positive, which tells me the COVID was already on the test swabs, Marie. How else could that happen?
Yeah, exactly. And another thing, I mean, it's cotton swab, right?
Right.
You could only do the COVID test with the swab that the government sent you.
Right.
Like, for example, I get DNA exemplars, you know, buccal swabs from time to time, and I can use any cotton tip swab to get a DNA sample. I don't
right.
have to have a special swab that was sent to me by the government. So, yeah, obviously they were pre-impregnated with something that was going to test positive.
I regard that as a criminal conspiracy, don't you?
Yes, it is. One of many, many, many that we've seen. To date in my county, which we've had 25 cancer deaths so far, and, you know, that's definitely higher than the normal rate, and I believe the COVID vaccine, of course, has traces of the SV40 green monkey virus in it. And
tell us what that means. What does that mean for a human being to get monkey DNA injected into their body? What does it mean?
Well, when they were making the polio vaccine, they used a couple different kinds of monkeys, and they kept them together in the same cages. So these monkeys had viruses that were maybe the one breed of monkey had gotten kind of used to that virus and could overcome it, but when they put them in a cage with a different monkey with a different virus, it produced something called simian virus 40, which is carcinogenic, and that was contaminated the polio vaccines. Well, it was kind of like a time bomb, because a lot of the soft tissue cancers show up like 50 years after that.
Right.
Well, so you have people like you and me that we got vaccinated for polio when we were kids. And then if we were to get a shot that has more of that SV40, that simian virus 40 in it, why would it stands to reason that's going to reactivate that virus in us. And it's kind of like, well, I've worked in neurology. Neurology is my specialty. I can't tell you how many people got the vaccine for shingles and 2 months later had the most horrible raging case of shingles you've ever seen.
Right.
And we all know that shingle, you know, the herpes virus lies dormant or the in your body. But then when you get that shingles vaccine, it just reactivates it, makes it go crazy. It's just so sad. I've seen patient after patient come in with, shingles from the top of their head to the tips of their toes, and it's usually 2 months after they get the shingles vaccine.
Right.
I don't think anybody should ever take any vaccine ever at this point.
Yeah, my deceased wife, Dr. Moore, who died 4 years ago last month, she was in the right age group to get the cancer contaminated measles, polio vaccine in the late 50s. I was older, so I got mine earlier. And I don't have evidence, I don't have proof, but I'm convinced that that may have been the source of her cancer.
It produces a lot of lymphomas and like other soft tissue cancers. So we're seeing that. Cancer rates are just off the charts right now.
Absolutely. Okay, what direction would you like to go next, my dear?
I don't know if I've really had a chance to talk about ivermectin.
We talked about some, but it's certainly important to talk about a bit more. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, and you know they've come out with the pharmaceutical variety of ivermectin called Paxlovid, which is astronomically expensive. And ivermectin, of course, if you buy for $6.99, you can get a tube of paste that's enough to treat a 1,250-pound horse. So that's basically 10 doses in there for a person. Ivermectin, of course, it's natural. It's actually a microbe that's found in the soil in Japan, which is kind of a weird origin, but it does come from nature. It got the Nobel Prize in 2017 for curing it's like a river virus that caused blindness in people, and it's just an incredible medication. And one of the benefits of this whole fake pandemic was the fact that we found out about ivermectin. And, well, I'd like to tell a quick case story. I think I might have told that before. But I have seen it literally, ivermectin, if taken within the first 2 or 3 days of the disease commonly known as COVID, will totally turn people around, and they'll be healthy as a horse in a few days. Throughout COVID, I took ivermectin once a week, and I found out the side effect. There is a side effect, and I might have mentioned this before, but ticks will not bite you. If you have ivermectin, if you've taken it within the last 2 weeks, no chiggers, no ticks, no black flies, they avoid you. And I've literally been taking ivermectin for, since 2020, I guess, and I've had no ill effects from it, other than I spent a lot of time in the woods. I'm a plant writer. I write about plants. And before, I could have, come in and be pulling off 10 or 20 ticks, and now zero. So that is a very good side effect. And we talked about how we don't want to get a tick bite because we don't want to get alpha gal that makes us allergic to meat, which if everybody's allergic to meat, how nicely would that fit in with Bill Gates' lab-manufactured meat program that I assume people wouldn't be allergic to?
Absolutely would. You're right. It's funny how these things fit together frequently, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the book by Edward Bernays, Propaganda, and that was back, you know, when they were figuring out what to do with the fluoride that was being actually byproduct of the Manhattan Project, and they were just dumping it out around the area there and killing people's cows, and there were lawsuits, so they were like, what on earth are we going to get? How are we going to get rid of this hydrofluorosilic acid, a.k.a. fluoride, and decided to put it in the drinking water? So Edward Bernays was hired, you know, to create the propaganda to make people want to put that in their drinking water.
Amazing. Marie, we got a question off air asking if there's any articles you recommend for the SB40 virus.
Yeah, well, just the you can't beat the book Dr. Mary's Monkey by Ed Haslam. It's it describes the whole thing in detail. His father, Ed Haslam's father, was a physician in Tulane during when they discovered the SV40 virus. It's just very readable book. It's still available. You can still get it. It's even there's even a Kindle version, and you will not regret reading that book. But there is new literature now, right today. If you Google SV40 bound in COVID vaccine, you'll come up with a lot of research and scientific articles on that.
All right. Well said. Thank you. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning again, John. Good morning, Marie. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I have a question for you. I've got two little dachshunds, and every month I have to buy, I usually get this medicine that I have to put them on. It's called Trifexis, and it's basically for fleas and ticks and heartworm. Medication, and it's kind of expensive. I was just wondering, will ivermectin, if I bought the like horse paste, could I just give them a dab of that, and would that be a, like a substitute for to keep them from getting ticks and fleas? Because that's basically the reason why I give it to them.
Yeah, well, if you look at HeartGuard and look at the ingredient in HeartGuard, which is very expensive. You know what the ingredient is? It's ivermectin. It is ivermectin. Oh. And I love what Dr. Malone said about ivermectin, because you know how the government came out with a huge campaign about people thinking they're animals and taking animal medicine. I'm a huge fan of animal medicine. I have doxycycline for my fish. I have amoxicillin for my fish. I mean, my whole cabinet's filled with animal medicine. So basically HeartGuard is ivermectin, something that costs pennies. And the HeartGuard is like, what, $15 a tablet? We all take it here. My dogs, my chickens, my horses, me, we all take ivermectin. And the nice thing, if you go to the feed store and buy the tube of the horse ivermectin on the, there's like a syringe on it. It's like a tube with a syringe. There are weight markings on there. So if your dog weighs 20 pounds, you can dial that down and get an exact dose out of there for 20 pounds. Or if your dog's 50 pounds, so you can weight base it. You probably once a week for maybe a month, and then you can go to like every other week. And in the winter, of course, you don't have that much problem, so you can kind of back off on it. But for $6.99, you'll get protection from all of those things. And when I first started giving it to my dog, I have a border collie, and he's into everything, and he did have ticks on him. But what happened the first time, I just gave him the ivermectin, in a couple days, ticks were there, but they had all died. They were all dead. everyone on him. And he's, you know, there's just no adverse reactions to it. It's extremely safe drug.
Wow, that's really good information. Thank you so much for that. Because the money I pay out on this Trifexis is like over $100 every other month, you know. And my dogs hate it. They don't like it's hard to get it down, to get them to take it, you know, and this and that. And half the time they cheek it and spit it back out, and I have to, you know. So it's a real pain. Thank you very much.
Okay,
you're
Charlie.
Welcome.
My wife says real quick here, she used to be married to a vet, 1/2 cc ivermectin a month for the dogs would do the trick. We have our last break. We'll wrap this up when we get back from the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back. Well, Marie, this hour has flown by, hasn't it, my dear?
Yes, it has. It always does, it seems.
Seems like it. Well, you've got about 3 minutes here to put out the most important information you want to right now.
Okay. Let's talk about epinephrine and the EpiPen. You know, when Biden came in and undid Trump's caps on the price of these important medicines,
right.
The EpiPen went to $850.
Whoa, what was it before?
And I just yesterday, someone had an allergic reaction, and unfortunately, it wasn't life-threatening. However, there is a work. I have a workaround for most things. Okay, the dose of epinephrine for someone having an allergic reaction or anaphylactic action is 0.3 cc's, a third of a cc of epinephrine. You can get the EpiPen for $850, or you can ask your physician for a prescription for a vial of epinephrine, which is 1 milligram and 1 cc in a vial, which is 3 doses. That vial, little vial of epinephrine with 3 doses, and you have to get 3 small heparin syringes to drop the dose, is $11. Okay? 3 doses for $11 versus $850 for 1 dose. And arguably, I feel like there's really only 2 medicines that positively are a matter of life and death. That's insulin and epinephrine. And unfortunately, I haven't got a workaround for insulin, but it's become crazy expensive. And I've seen 3 deaths now due to people going into comas and dying because they just could not afford their insulin, that's another criminal thing. When Trump he has his faults, but he did have caps on the costs on these important medicines.
What did the $800 medication cost before it was the price tag was taken up?
I'm 185 or something like
that. Really? Well, that's about a 400% increase. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, thank you. Anything else before we wrap it up here, my dear?
I just wanted to say thank you to people that are buying my books. I've gone way up on the ranks on Amazon, John.
Well, that's fantastic.
I think I was 5,000 on the list. Now I'm up to like 1,000 on Amazon and in lightning fast speed. So thank you for that. If anybody, I'm on Facebook. If you want me to add you as a friend, just send me a note that, you know, you're from the John Moore Show. I do kind of censor a little bit who I let into my inner circle. And email, I've got a lot of emails, and I think people are Googling and finding my government email. Probably better to email me at Marie Lassiter, my name, at protonmail.com. But I'll still answer you if you look up my government email.
Thank you, Marie. We'll have you back next Friday. We appreciate it.
Okay, John. Thank you.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Your medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, essential oils. Now what? And your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in. God bless the beautiful, large state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.